Enough is enough, is enough, is enough, is enough. It is the Growlcast. I am Karel. Happy Monday. We are going to talk Ukraine because it's everywhere. I'm a crane, you're a crane, everywhere's a Ukraine. Where is the Ukraine? Why are we caring about it? And are we going to send troops over there? Because, what, they're just bored? They ain't got nothing to do? We're going to be talking about that. I want to begin, though, with something about, you know, Mike, and believe me, you're going to stick around for the Ukraine. I'm going to show you where it is on a map. Oh, we get all professorial on you here, so just don't go anywhere. But before we do, I wanted to say Michael Jackson was right. Every day on the show, I try to give you a little something to move forward in your life, not just talking politics and all this, but how to actually move forward. Well, as you know, I've been stuck in a muck myself with the COVID everywhere. Steve's got the COVID. I played that roulette game this morning. Can you find a COVID test in Las Vegas? I found two at Target for $40. That's four tests. So I'll go pick those up because Steve is still positive. His symptoms are waning, but he is still positive, which is why this is so infectious. You can actually feel better and still be shedding the virus. So he can't go back to work until he has a negative test. So he needs another test kit. And I found some at Target. Maybe. We'll see. That game of where are they? You know, go online. And by the time you get there, they're gone. They're gone. So I have been in that same muck as you. I have been down in it, honey. And I've had all this medical stuff, which has been coming back pretty decent for an almost 60-year-old guy. So, you know, I guess I've been finding reasons to be depressed. Reasons. And so I got to tell you, a little change in your life can make a world of difference. And I know that's going to sound really stupid, but my friend Mark Keene's out of town and I'm babysitting his cat over at his house. Twice a day, Ember and I scoot over to Pecole Ranch and take care of Duchess. Ember stays on the bike. I don't want it. She's an old cat and I don't want to terrorize her. Just a dog being in her house is scared. You know, she doesn't like it. So it's her house. I'm of the mind that if you're an invading pet, if you're a visiting pet to someone else's house, you bring a pet to someone else's house. If their animals are uncomfortable, it's up to you to remove your pet, not up to them to make their animals comfortable. Anyway, same goes for people. If you walk into a house and there are pets and you are uncomfortable that you don't like pets on the furniture or you don't, well, then leave. It ain't your house. It's the dog's house. The dog lives there. Okay, you don't. So anyway, enough about that. But I know a lot of you are going, that's right, Karel. People come over and they say, why you let the dog do that? Why you let the dog? Because it's his or her freaking house. That's why Ember owns this place. There are dog bones. I'm a vegan. I'm looking at three marrow bones right now, just sitting here like it's a bovine graveyard. Because it's her house. She wants to leave a bone right there. Guess what? She can, because she'll come back and get it. It's hers. Anyway, so I am going over there. And so I have to be over there pretty early, by 8 a.m. And in the afternoon by 4:35. Now, I'm a creature of habit, and I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I have to stick to my routine. So that means that if I want to get up, make my breakfast, which I have my two sausages and my oatmeal and my fruit and my tea, or I've been doing hash browns mixed with roasted red pepper and onion, half a russet potato, hash browns, and then some just egg scrambled with a tiny bit of mozzarella from Miyoko's and some garlic, and then my two little vegan sausages on top of that. I've been alternating it, mixing it up a little. But if I want to do that and 30 minutes of exercise right in front of this big monitor here with Apple Fitness, and then go do a 2-mile jog or a 70-minute walk, I have to basically be up at 4:30, which I am anyway, to pee because I, you know, because, hey, got a prostate getting bigger. So 4:30 I pee, and then that's it. And the change that I have made, okay, to be able to do all this and then get to this morning, I was done. I was back here at the house by 8:10. 8:10 in the morning, I had already done 30 minutes of yoga, eaten a full breakfast, done all the dishes, put away laundry, gone and jogged 2 miles and played ball with Ember, and driven to Pecole Ranch and taken care of a cat by 8:10 this morning. So my change was going back to what I used to do, my early schedule. Get it done. Don't let it lag into 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11. Don't let it. Get it done. Get her done and act like you got something to do. And I realized that with all that's going on in the world, okay, we can't control a lot. Like the Ukraine, we can't. Joe Biden, I will tell you here in a minute, but since 32,000 BC, the Ukraine has been a problem for somebody, and it's belonged more times to Russia than Liz Taylor did remarried, you know, Richard Burton. I mean, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's an old people's joke, by the way. So it's not, you know, we're not going to solve the problem of the Ukraine. Okay. It ain't so, but anyway, we'll get to that. So I want to finish my book this year. I want to get back on television on a more regular basis this year, record more, go out and, you know, I want to be me. Okay. Get the book out and all that. And to do that, I needed to change literally and actually the one thing that I could, which is what? Me. And that's why most of us aren't doing it. Most of us aren't progressing because we won't change us. Now, I've seen this in the vegan fight. Everyone's screaming they want to help the planet, but they won't become a plant-based eater. Why? Because they won't change. There's no other reason. The food's great, so there's no other reason other than they just don't want to change. And I'm looking at America right now, and I'm seeing so many people, mainly over 40 or 50, that don't want to change, starting with themselves. So the two things that I have done is, and this is making a huge bit of difference, I have signed up for a thing. It's $300 a year. I don't have the $300. I'll charge it and pay it off over time. It's called Social Pilot, and it's going to let me automate my social media. So I can blast out about the show more and blast out about my songs and get, you know, social media is a tool that you can use to promote the stuff you're doing. It works for a lot of people. I don't want to sit around and tweet all day. I don't want to read Twitter because when I go there to do that for the show, I end up reading and I end up posting on people, strangers, like reading them to filth. Like, how dare you, you freaking moron. That's not good for me to be telling off strangers on Twitter all day long. So this morning, did I wake up and immediately put my iPad on my chest and go to Twitter or Facebook or the news? No. I loved Ember. I got up, made the bed, which she didn't like that early in the morning, and then got up and did my business. I texted my friends as I was, you know, cooking breakfast and stuff to let them know I'm up and alive because I do that every morning. And as we speak right now at 11 a.m., I still haven't really gone through Twitter or Facebook or any of that, Instagram, nothing. However, I have scheduled posts for those. So I will use social media for what it's for, really, for me, which is promotion of the show and promotion of my brand. And I will stop using it as a way to express, you know, upset with things or political this or whatever. No, I have my show for that. I have writing at Medium or my blog for that. I don't need to do that. So suddenly this morning, on this Monday, and I did it yesterday too, I changed up my entire morning because I don't get on the web. I do, but I don't. I don't look at Twitter. I don't look at Facebook. And on my walk, I started listening to the news this morning, NPR and BBC, instead of nothing. I usually listen to nothing on the walk. Well, I listen to the world. I love listening to the world, and it keeps me alert in case of a danger for Ember or for me. But in one of my AirPods, I don't wear both. That's rude out in public. Plus, you need to hear the world. So I wear one of my AirPods, and I listened this morning to BBC and NPR News. I didn't need to go to Google News, Yahoo News, all that. I listened to NPR. I listened to BBC. Got a pretty good grasp of what was going on in the world. And that's that. The stories I wanted to find, I went out and found. Terry Mugler. I heard he died. I wear his cologne, Angel. He's a fashion designer. He's only 75 or 76. I like Terry Mugler's designs, and I like his the stuff he did for Superstars, and I like his colognes. So I went and researched, you know, well, how'd he die? What do you know, that sort of thing. But I did not just immediately log into social media. So this morning, I've already made a change in my life. And already, it's earlier, the show. I'd have done the show an hour ago if the Mac would have cooperated. But it didn't. The MacBook Pro, it wouldn't work. When it updated itself, it just kept going back to a black screen and a bar, back to a black. Now I know everything about Macs. So I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do here? So finally, it did it and it let me do stuff. But that took about 40. I said that too. Go figure. On a day where I'm doing a lot of forward momentum, getting things done. Of course, I'll have a roadblock. But you're going to have roadblocks. It's not going to go smoothly. But you've got to change the one thing you can. You and your life. And major changes. Major. For instance, my morning schedule has been etched in stone for a while now. Well, I'm not retired. I'm disabled. There's a difference. I'm not retired. People are done with work. They want to do projects. I'm not that person. I'm only 59, 60 this year. And I'm not done, but I am disabled. I do have things wrong with my back and neck. And now we find out my aorta, that, you know, prohibit me. And if you see me here on the camera, when it cuts away the full body view, you'll see that, you know, my posture is still, I'm not perfectly straight, ha ha ha, and all that. So I am disabled, but I'm not done. I'm not retired. And for a while with COVID, I've been behaving like a retired person, coming back with Ember 10:45, 11 in the morning, taking all the time in the world at the park, acting like I ain't got crap to do. We're all acting like that now. We've all been acting like we've been put on hold. Like we ain't got crap to do. We have crap to do. A lot of it. So it's time to just emerge from the COVID fog, even if you're still in isolation like me. It is time to remove yourself from the COVID fog and realize you got stuff to do, and it starts with the simple act of changing you to get more out of what you want. And there's some big changes. You're going to have to limit your social media to 30 minutes a day. You're like, 30 minutes a day. Facebook, Twitter, that's it. That doesn't include podcasts or audio books or anything like that. But actual, like Facebook and Twitter, if you can't get it done in 30 minutes, and if you're a business or you use it to promote, that's fine too. But get a service like Social Pilot and schedule them all. Say what you want to say, write them out, schedule it all, tell it what time to post it and where. And then that's that. So if you're a business, an hour a day on social media, because you got to plan your stuff. But if you're a regular person, 30 minutes a day. You can stay in touch on Facebook and Twitter and all of that in 30 minutes. Time yourself. You'll be amazed how fast it goes. And then go do what you used to do before social media. Really, whatever that was. 30 minutes a day. And if you're at home because of COVID, get yourself on a schedule. I'm up at 4:30. I'm in the kitchen by 5. Eat by 6. 6 to 6:30. Exercise here in front of the TV. Out of the house by 6:30 so I can be back, showered, and everything by 8 a.m. and ready to go. That's the new schedule. That I'm going to stick to it, period. And that changes every part of my day. It changes everything. All right. I do talk about the Ukraine today, speaking of changing everything. But really, the most important thing I can tell you today is I need you this week to start making changes in yourself and stop talking about them. If there's a relationship you got to get out of it. You know, I gave a speech to my friend David last week, which truly affected me because I was like, look, if you want to do this, then do it. You know, stop talking. Stop. You know, no, stop beating yourself up about what you haven't done and how you haven't done it and using that as an excuse to not do it now. I've been a vegan for 5 years. I beat all these fools and now they're all making money and moving forward with their brands and I'm not. Well, okay, so then I just shouldn't, right? I should just give it up, right? You know, maybe you're not a licensed realtor yet. You know, and you've been waiting and waiting and the COVID and this, and then you see all the money people have been making in the real estate market and you think, well, damn, I missed the boat. I mean, the prices are going to start coming down. What? So you don't want to be a realtor anymore? If you do, go get your license. My friend Tyler, I was like, you want to be a pilot? Get a job as a pilot. Because he wasn't working as a pilot. He was just getting jobby jobs. I said, apply everywhere, every country, every city, every state. A singer sings, an actor acts, a pilot flies. Well, he's in a great job flying all around now. So I say unto thee, if there is something you want to do this week, do it. Don't talk about it. Don't write about it. Don't blog about it. Don't tweet about it. Don't you tweet about it. Don't do any of that. Just do it. If there's something you want to say to someone, say it. Stop all this waiting to live your life. We have been waiting for 2 years to stop. It's time to stop. It is literally time to start living your life however you can inside of the parameters of what you got. And if you want changes, then change you this week. Change something in yourself. Change your schedule. Change your diet. Change your workout schedule. If you want to lose weight, lose frickin' weight. Don't wait for my book. If you want to be a vegan tomorrow. Don't wait for me. When my book comes out, you'll be able to buy it and have all kinds of recipes you don't have now. But get started today, the next meal. Because every decision you make from this point on in your day, every decision you make can be different if you want it to be. And that's the big thing right there. You want it to be, but you don't want it to be because you don't put effort behind it. And nowadays, it seems like it's all wasted effort. Well, guess what I found out over the last couple weeks with all these? We're all dying, all of us, and the planet, but we're here now. And maybe there's not a future. Maybe there's not. Maybe the USA doesn't have a future. Maybe Republicans take over in 2022 and then destroy us again. Whatever. We're still going to have to get on with it, aren't we? Aren't we? So I plan to motivate you every day on getting on with it, on moving forward. Now, today, I would like you to start by changing one thing today. One decision you make, make a different one. If you normally walk this way, walk that way. If you normally, if you'd like more time in your morning, but you just don't know how you're going to fit it, change something. If you don't have a schedule for your day because you work from home, make a schedule. Get a day planner. Make a schedule. Change something today. All right, let's talk Ukraine. All right, I'm going to show you where it's at, and then we're going to talk about it. I already filmed it, so we're going to cut away to that. I was out at the desk out there going to Google Earth because I was like, where is the Ukraine again? Because all these headlines, Biden's failure on the Ukraine, Biden's weak, or Biden may send troops, or why the Ukraine is important, or Putin v. Biden, or whatever. I'm like, oh, whoa. Why do we care about this country, and where is it, and what's their history? Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you right now. All right, what I forgot to say after that was that I'm Carell, and you be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. ReallyCarell.com is coming along. There's some recipes there now. You got to go there and get the, my vegetable tagine from yesterday with root vegetables and apricots and figs and dates. And, oh, my God, it was so good. Tomatoes and garlic and spices and cumin and cinnamon and nutmeg. And, oh, it was so good. There's photos. Go look. That's at ReallyCarell.com under blog. You'll just click blog. It'll say recipes and go right there. Oh, yeah, the new website is going to have recipes, honey. Oh, you got to go. ReallyCarell.com. Subscribe to me on YouTube, youtube.com/ReallyCarell, and follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. There's going to be a lot more consistent posting now. Very interesting stuff you're going to find. I'm going to be posting news stories that I like, all kinds of stuff like that. So go follow me, okay? All right, now let's talk Ukraine. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, and I thought we would take a moment to talk about the biggest story in the news right now, the Ukraine. Now, so many of you are going, the what? The ukulele? No, the Ukraine. The Ukraine is in the news, and it looks, people are talking, I hope we don't go to war with Russia, and people are criticizing, Biden is weak, he needs a Truman moment with Putin, and you know, all of this. You know, Putin, the guy that pulled Trump's, well, still does, finances Trump, you know, unabashedly. But anyway, so everyone's talking about the Ukraine. Well, I have a problem with time, money, and resources of ours during this pandemic going to the Ukraine. And I am not, I sympathize with the Ukrainians and the Ukrainian people. And I know that, you know, this is terrible what's going on. But at the same time, there are other countries involved. We're not the only one. And I don't know why they're looking to us to solve the problem. This is the problem with the world. The world criticizes the hell out of us. And then the minute something happens, they look to us to solve the problem. The Ukraine is really not our problem to solve. Now, let me show you here. Let me take this here. This is Las Vegas, Nevada. There we go, right there. That's beautiful, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. You can see the Winco Foods right there. This is, of course, Google Earth. Now, I am going to type over here, up over here. I'm going to type in the Ukraine, okay? U-K-R-A-N-E. There, Ukraine. There we go. Now, let's go to the Ukraine. Woo! Okay, so there we are. We went to the Ukraine. Now, as you can see, the Ukraine shares a border with Moldova, and it's close to Romania. And of course, there's Russia, Belarus, all of that. So it's pretty much just near Russia. There's Poland, Belarus, and then this would be Russia over here, Mother Russia. And so it's pretty much, well, right there next to Russia. And Moldova, and we have a little bit of the sea here. Where does it go? There we go. Okay. I think this is its border. Is that its border? I think it is. It's hard to tell on Google Earth sometimes. Let's go out a little bit. Oh, okay. Yes. So here's the Ukraine, Belarus, Poland, Romania. What's this over here? Just a spot of land without a name. There's Chechnya. It's odd that doesn't have a name. Chechnya is part of Russia, by the way. And then I'm assuming all of this is Russia. So really, it's kind of surrounded by Russia and Poland and all of that. Now, I am doing this little lesson here so you can see if what we're talking about. When you hear the news stories, it's like the Ukraine. Well, here's the Ukraine. You know, here it is. It is right there by Romania, Moldova. And what about it? What about the Ukraine? What about this place here? And if we zoomed in, we could see more of the Ukraine. In other words, the topography, the cities, because that's how Google Earth got it like that. The big river that runs through it, several big rivers. So, the Ukraine, pronounced I can't, is a country in Eastern Europe. It's the second largest country by area in Europe after Russia. Isn't that something? Did you know that? The second largest country by area in Europe other than Russia. So if Russia took it over, then Russia would be huge, which it borders to the east and to the northeast. So it borders Russia that way and that way. The Ukraine also shares border with Belarus. We saw that down here. I'm not sure how to zoom out on Google Earth. I barely ever use it. Maybe it's an option key. Now that goes the other way. Now that goes the other way. There we go. Okay. So as you can see here, Romania, Belarus, all that, just like the book says. There we go. That gives you an even better view of the Ukraine. There we go. See, there's Russia, and there's Poland, and Chechnya is over here, which, as I said, is part of Russia. So anyway, Poland, Slovakia, and Hungary to the west, Romania and Moldova to the south, and has a coastline along the Sea of Azov, that's that sea, the Sea of Azov, A-Z-O-V, and the Black Sea. There we go. It spans an area of 233,000 square miles. It's got 41 million people, roughly the population of California, okay? So this entire area, which is second in Europe only to Russia, is populated with the amount of people in California. Keep that in mind. It is the eighth most populous country in Europe, and the largest city is Kyiv, K-Y-I-V, Kyiv, which is its capital. The territory of modern Ukraine has been inhabited since 32,000 BC. During the Middle Ages, the area was a center of the Slavic culture and the powerful state of Kievan Rus. Following its fragmentation into several smaller areas in the 13th century, that's the 1200s, it was invaded by the Mongols. And who hasn't been every now and again, you know? Don't hold it against those Mongols. They invade well. The territory's unity collapsed. The area was contested, ruled, and divided by a variety of powers. Are you hearing me? Not stable, okay? Including the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire, the Tsardom of Russia. A Cossack Hetmanate, whatever that is, emerged and prospered during the 17th and 18th centuries, but its territory was eventually split up again between Poland and the Russian Empire. So it used to belong to Poland and Russia. In the aftermath of the Russian Revolution, a Ukrainian national movement for self-determination emerged, and the internationally recognized Ukrainian People Republic, or UPR, was declared on the 23rd of June, 1917. Not 1776, 1917. After World War II, the western part of the Ukraine merged into the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, and the whole country became part of the Soviet Union after World War II. So, in other words, it belonged to Russia after World War II again. It was independent, then back to Russia. Ukraine gained its independence in 1991. Okay? Just, what, 31 years ago, following the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Because remember, this all used to be the Soviet Union, and then Russia went bankrupt, and we had that. So, following its independence, Ukraine declared itself a neutral state. We ain't getting involved in anybody's business. It formed a limited military partnership with Russia and other CIS countries, while also establishing a partnership with NATO in 1994. So it sort of depends on Russia for defense, but sort of NATO. In 2013, after the government of President Viktor Yanukovych had decided to suspend the Ukraine-European Union Association Agreement and seek closer economic ties with Russia, several months-long wave of demonstrations and protests known as the Euromaidan began, which later escalated into the Revolution of Dignity, which is in the 90s, kids, that led to the overthrow of Yanukovych in 2014. Okay? So just 8 years ago, their Russia-loving dictator was thrown out. These events formed the background for the annexation of Crimea by Russia in 2014 and the war in Donbass in April of 2014. On January 1st of 2016, Ukraine applied for the economic component of the Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Agreement with the European Union, meaning in 2016, they wanted to start trading with the rest of Europe. Ukraine is a developing country, ranking 74th in Human Development Index. It is the poorest country in Europe, suffering from a very high poverty rate, as well as severe corruption. It has extensive fertile farmlands. That's why everybody wants it. It is one of the largest grain exporters in the world. It also maintains the third largest military in Europe after Russia and France. Ukraine is a unitary republic under a semi-presidential system with separate powers in the legislative, executive, and judicial. The country is a member of the UN, the Council of Europe, the Guam Organization, and the states of the CIS, even though it never became a member of that organization. That's like Hungary, Bulgaria, all that. So, I didn't want to bore you with all this, but what I'm trying to tell you is, this is not a stable region, okay? The Ukraine has been contested ever since the Ukraine existed. And Russia has taken it over more times than Kanye and Kim have gotten back together. I mean, this is not a peaceful place. So with this going on right now, I almost feel like it's wagging the dog. Like we need to look at something other than. The Republicans want us to look away from the January 6th Commission, look away from all of that, and look at this. Look at this country in Europe with the population of California, all of them piss poor. The only thing the country has to offer is grain. It's been a military. We don't want Russia to have it because then Russia just, Russia wants to gobble everything back up and be the biggest thing in the world. So other and the Ukraine doesn't. Well, that's not true. In the Ukraine, the people that live up along the Russian border are pro-Russia. And in the rural areas of the Ukraine, they're pro-Russia. They're older. Does this sound familiar? They're old. They're set in their ways. And so the younger people of the Ukraine want freedom and independence from Russia. But the older people, particularly those that live along the border, and even the younger people that live along the border, they don't mind being associated with Russia. There's been civil war here before over that very issue. So now suddenly Joe Biden has to step in and solve a crisis that's been going on since, when is this, 32,000 BC. So there have been crises in this area since 32,000 BC, but Joe Biden, it should be, you know, before Biden, it should be 32,000 BB. You know, before Biden, there's been all this trouble here. But suddenly, we're supposed to step in and make peace here. That ain't gonna happen. There is no good solution in the Ukraine. They can't fight Russia. If they try, other countries, they're gonna ask us and Europe to help them fight Russia. That's where world wars start, right over here. This whole area. Many a world war has started in this area, about this area, over this area. Do we really want a World War III over this area? The answer is no, because watch what happens when I type back in Las Vegas NV. Watch this. Just watch it. Just look at that. Look at that. Just zoom around the globe, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I am pretty certain, beyond the shadow of most reasonable doubt, that what happens over there ain't gonna affect me a whole hill of beans lot. Okay, it just ain't. They ain't invading, you know, Connecticut. And so while I'm all for a diplomatic solution, we are talking about sending American troops to the Ukraine. It's another Afghanistan. Can't we keep our ass home? Do we always have to be sending troops somewhere? Yeah, because we pay for them. We have a military that's paid for. We've got to go do something. Let's send them to the Ukraine. No. No, we are not going to solve this problem militarily because no one has for 32,000 years. Okay?